Aloha.
I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I love rainbows. And I have experienced many rainbows that happen at the passing of a loved one. Now, I want to talk about the Rainbow Bridge. I have always felt, in fact, I truly believe with my heart and soul, that the Rainbow Bridge is what we all cross over in many different ways. Now, for some reason, the Rainbow Bridge has become known as what people talk about when their pet dies. I love animals, and I'm sure that this is true, but I have to really laugh and wonder why. Why would we think that just our pets cross the Rainbow Bridge? We all cross to another dimension. We all cross to another vibrational field, often called the astral plane, which is very well described in many of the poems and works talking about pets going to this beautiful green field in heaven. Now, if you love your pet, as most pet lovers do, why would you think that only pets go to a rainbow bridge? We all cross to another dimension of light with beautiful colors, rainbow-like colors, almost energetically alive in phosphorescent colors. And I have no separation at all from having pets there versus people there. I mean, if you're going to go to a place in a higher dimension and meet your pets, wouldn't you also be in that same place, you know? And I do believe our pets, we meet again in a higher dimension as well. It's that love, it's a magnet that draws you back to that place where you meet your loved ones. And yes, that's pets, and yes, that's people. So please take a moment and expand your mind and imagination to think about the plane and the dimension where both animals and people who have souls go. And yes, animals have souls. I could go into many stories about this, but there's been some wonderful stories and even movies written about this. So you probably already are aware of this. Now, we are here in a material plane, okay? And if you study any of the levels of dimensions and consciousness, the earthly plane is a dense, heavy energy field of matter. And it's considered to be one of the heavier fields of material form. Now, other fields of energy on other dimensions and planes go like kind of like this. It's the material plane, matter, and the ether, the etheric, which is the energy around the body, kind of like completely carried by the energy of the body, but just like an extra skin, the etheric energy. And then there's the astral plane. Much has been written about the astral plane. Many people experience the astral plane in many different ways. They may experience it in dreams, beautiful dreams. Often you might dream you're in a place that has these higher dimensions and qualities and colors, and you might experience in ways that you're flying. You're flying in an astral field. You go from one place to another in that energy. I really believe that Stephen Simon really was able to capture the energy of it in What Dreams May Come. He did a beautiful job of really almost like it was, he didn't write the book. He wrote the screenplay for the movie, but there was a book about this as well, of course, it was based on. Now, I have visited and been to the astral planes many, many times. If you've learned how to traverse your soul and your soul's light, and if you have experienced the after-death dimension, or maybe that what's called near-death experiences, you have experienced places that are called heaven, and heaven is often explained and experienced as the astral plane. The astral plane is a lighter field of energy. It's not the heaviness of the material plane. It's got a lighter energy, and you're able to create things and be places and do things in a different way, in a much quicker way, because you don't have this dense energy. And then there's planes beyond the astral plane. There's the mental plane, which is mostly consisting of geometrics and patterns and symbols, and it's not the same as the astral plane. It's a very different dimension, the mental plane. I experienced that as well. It's a very different energy field. And then there's the soul plane. Okay, the soul plane is the energy that your soul dwells in, and your soul kind of restores itself to your from your body to your soul. Your soul's with you through all of your lifetimes of manifestation here on Earth. And the soul plane is purely, well, very, very, very light-filled, okay? Light and love-filled. And then there are planes beyond the soul plane, the God consciousness, the Christ consciousness plane, the plane of the highest source, okay? So, and we go through cycles of going through these different dimensions. And we must remember that it's as much as our mind can imagine and believe that we can expand ourselves to experience these things. Now, a lot of you do experience some of these things in dreams. You know, it's a wonderful way to realize that when you're sleeping, you're not just locked into your limited belief system of your body and what you're doing, right? You're able to explore the higher realms of consciousness, and often do. Then you wake up and go, I had a great dream. Boy, I had this wonderful dream. So that rainbow bridge is a reflection of the light of heaven, the light of the astral plane, the light of what really exists in the higher realms of light, in light rays and colors merged that we cross over to, you know, and we each have our soul colors, our things that are, you probably have your favorite color, right? You have a color you wear more often than not. That oftentimes is your soul color. I love purple. I have a friend who loves purple. That's a very high purple color, is the seventh ray. And then, of course, there's the lovely blues and the spiritual quality of the blue and the creative quality of the peace there in the blue. And then there's the green. You know, the green is a beautiful field of wonderful energy that is also the color of your heart chakra, right? So these also coordinate. If you remember, the colors of the rainbow also resonate with the different colors of each of your heart chakras. The purple being the violet purple that's in your third eye. The color of your throat chakra being the blue, aquamarine blue. And the color of your heart chakra being the green and the love fields and the green that you experience. And then you go to the yellow creative energy center of your wisdom in your fourth chakra. And then there's the, you know, that field of the second chakra. Actually, the third. I skipped one, didn't I? Yeah. So if you go from the root, you know, it's first the root, which is the ruby red color, and then the second chakra is the orange, which each of these colors have an elevated color as you evolve, which is more of the peach. And then there's the third chakra is the gold, the golden yellow. And the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, is the green. And the fifth chakra is the throat, which is the aquamarine blue. And then you have the violet of the third ray, and that's the sixth. And then the crown chakra. The crown chakra is the golden color, the beautiful lotus that has actually a few colors in that lotus crown chakra that's like a brilliant light that leads you up So all of these rainbow colors are also in your body, right? And they are an essence that is alive in the sounds that you make as well. So we cross over. Our light body leaves our heavy physical body that we have here, the matter form we work with. And it drops the heavy body and goes into a light body with the soul. And from that energy, and often it's talked about going through a tunnel, but it's also the transmission of the rainbow bridge. Because after you get through the tunnel is this amazingly beautiful, powerful white light that is completely transfused and transforming you with the pure light of your God source and the light of the soul and all being joined as one. And I believe that creates the rainbow bridge because you have that light, that beautiful light that you attain after you cross over, which can be with the right energy field sent back to heaven as a rainbow. Many, many, many times this happens, not just to me, but to many others who have seen a rainbow at the passing of a loved one. So when you see the rainbow at the passing of a loved one, wouldn't you understand that that's the rainbow bridge, not just for pets, but for people too? A wonderful, wonderful way of an expression of the light of all the heavenly colors coming back to earth to be merged here. And those colors are also there inside of you. A lovely energy field that you can see through your third eye. When you're meditating, you can see and feel these beautiful colors that come from the etheric and the astral plane. And as we are seeing more light come and more evolution coming to this earthly plane, and as we're seeing so many loved ones crossing over, we are merging the heavenly colors, the heavenly energy, the love and the light of heaven here upon earth. And it's been done and brought to us many times in many ways by many masters, you know. So we are able to experience heaven on earth. And what does that mean? If we can experience heaven on earth, we can also experience the spirit that is there and the spirit of our loved ones as well. There is a way to communicate in energy, in thought, with love. Sometimes it's done as certain words, or sometimes you feel it as a presence. Sometimes it'll come to you as a memory of someone who's passed, and they're actually sending you that memory, so you remember them, and then you send them the love, and they feel that love. And that is an energy field communication going back and forth to a loved one and a loved one to you. I have found that it often is stronger on days such as a holiday or Christmas or some special time, and often on a birthday. Often when there's a birthday, that energy will be experienced because they have a chance to leave where they are for a while and send energy from where they are and concentrate it and send it to you as well. Now, in this communication, there's a few things that are important to receive it. Number one, that you be open to believing it. If you are afraid or you have guilt or you have great sorrow, it's hard to break through that energy field from heaven to get to you here on earth. So if you see a rainbow, do you take a moment to pause and think, that's from my loved one, and who then might it be from? If you see a red cardinal, do you take a moment to look into the red cardinal's eyes and feel who might be coming to you? If you see a white feather drop on the ground in front of you out of nowhere, do you pause and go, and think of that person that found a way to send a sign from heaven to earth that hopefully you will receive. So you must be open to receive. You must be open to believe, and you must drop any kind of preconceived, this is impossible, I don't believe it, idea. Another wonderful one that happens with many people is a butterfly coming. Now, all of these things are enough to make you just stop for a moment and pause and just, oh, yes, I feel, oh, hello, I love you. You know, that's one way of doing it. Another way is to stop for a moment and write a letter down. Write a letter as if you were actually talking to your loved one. Write a letter of everything you've been thinking about. And as you're doing this, you're communicating from your brain to your emotions and your hand to what you're putting down. Another beautiful way of doing this is to go to that place, that site where possibly it's either a gravestone or a cremation site or some place where you were having a talk with a loved one, having a wonderful communication with a loved one. That's such a beautiful gift, right? I mean, that is really a lovely gift to be able to just have a talk. And, you know, to me, it's not any different than having a talk on the phone with someone. Now, oftentimes we take a long trip or we move to a country far away from someone we love, but we still communicate. We still send emails, or we might send texts, or we still find a way to communicate, and that's no different. When we drop our body and move on, it's no different than traveling to another place. Now, the only difference is the deep sorrow, the problem with really missing the person who's left the body. That sorrow, and it's real, and allowing yourself to grieve and to not be guilty about what you're thinking and feeling, you know. It's a major process, and it can be life-changing. It can definitely be life-changing. I have heard so many stories that I know are true about people who have lost a loved one, and the word loss is a misnomer because you never really lose them. But the person who has a loved one who's transitioned on, and then they are guided their entire life to become amazingly beautiful, creative, powerful, wonderful people. And I often think it's that loved one guiding them and protecting them and leading them on in that case. So that's why it's so important to believe, to be open to receive, to allow the idea of the rainbow bridge to be expanded to not just pets, but to people as well. I have a friend who passed away this last year. She was one of many people who I knew passed away within a short period of months. I was seeing rainbows every week, almost so many people passing, but Cynthia Herring passed, and I usually write a poem for someone who's passed. That's part of when I see a rainbow, then I go in and usually a poem or a message comes. This was a very simple message, but it did come from that energy, and I shared it with her beloved, and it was spoken at her memorial service. I decided to put words to it with music, and thank you to Stephen Melillo, who created the music that fitted beautifully with this. The music he wrote with this is called Passing. So I'm going to play that for you now. And I want to take a moment before we go into that piece of music and the words to just make a space inside yourself, to just make a clearing, to create that beautiful field of energy, that green, beautiful meadow, that beautiful spot where you can go to. You can find it there, heaven within you. You can see it there. You can be there. You can sense the garden in heaven. Just allow yourself to take that trip to that place, that beautiful space there in your soul. And allow yourself to experience a lighter light, a brighter light a beautiful energy field present there. And allow that energy field to inspire you and uplift you and allow you to be in a place where you can sense the true energy of your loved one. And your loved one can be aware of your energy as well. And that a communication, a line of communication, can be built from that beautiful presence of that spirit of the loved one there within you. You are in spirit one. For a moment, go to your soul and experience the love there. Just breathe in that energy. Just allow yourself to be present in heaven. And imagine the sound of the birds and the energy field and the sound of the water from the stream and the beautiful colors of the rainbow light there, so intense in all of the lovely colors. And you are those colors of the rainbow. And you are part of the song of heaven that you hear the angels sing. And you can, in this meeting place, meet up right now and here in heaven with your beloved. What would you say? What would you think? What would you feel? Can you feel the love, the bright, wonderful feeling of that wonderful love light there, present, as you sense the energy and the love of your loved one? Can you share that beautiful love and appreciation and the joy that that time that you had on earth is there, still present in that beautiful place of heaven within, that you can experience always? Let it heal you, let it embrace you, let it enfold you. Let the angels hold you as they sense your feelings right there. And now let it completely be absorbed by you, so you remember how it feels. So you can go back to this place anytime you wish. Breathe in this energy. Allow yourself to be present. And say thank you. Thank you so much for allowing yourself to feel the love that is present there always. And now, just relax and be there as I play Rainbow Bridge for you. There's a rainbow bridge to traverse. There are so many angels keeping watch. There's a brilliant light to guide you, to help you fly across. May your journey onward be blessed by that love divine.
May all the good you brought us inspire us each to find a way to live with more kindness, a way to share our hearts and care, so the light there deep inside us shines through the darkness here. May your spirit fly free to heaven on the wings of the angels' love. May they enfold you and guide you to the gates of heaven above. May we celebrate your time here and the good you brought to others' lives. And so we say goodbye. May we meet again on the other side.